The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Glad to have Congressman William Timmons on the line with me. Good morning.
Deb, good morning. Great to be with you.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, you've had a lot going on up there in D.C. Let's talk a little bit about it. And I got to say, the texters are a little bit, I'm going to say, anxious in the fact that everybody wonders, what is the Republican Party doing? It seems the Democrats always get the press. The Republicans get left on the sidelines. And Merrick Garland just goes free. So let's talk real quick about this Inflation Reduction Act. How is it the Republican Party can't ever name anything what it is and we let the Democrats run with it?
Well, I don't think anybody in America thinks that this has anything to do with inflation reduction. It's the most ridiculous title ever. I think that Chuck Schumer and Joe Manchin sat there and they had a cocktail or two and came up with the name they thought would sell this to the American people. But at the end of the day, it does nothing to affect inflation. It's actually going to make it worse because all the gimmicks they have on how they pay for it are ridiculous. You can't hire 87,000 new IRS agents and magically create hundreds of billions of dollars in taxes. It's just like during the last reconciliation package when they said that they were going to get back $500 billion in stolen COVID funds. They were just going to task the Department of Justice to go, and all these people that stole this money from the federal government during COVID, they were just going to give it back. It's just these ridiculous budget gimmicks that caused them to be able to spend hundreds of billions of dollars on ridiculous socialist and environmental justice endeavors. It's just outrageous.
So the question is, where is the Republican Party? How is it not one Republican stands up and can make a stand strong enough that makes the media stop and say, you know what, maybe we should take a look at this?
We shouted from the mountaintops how ridiculous this is. We talked about the budget gimmicks. We talked about how unreasonable it is to spend hundreds of billions of dollars when we're in a terrible spot in the economy. We talked about how a 15% minimum corporate tax rate is going to cause the largest corporations to stop investing, to stop expanding. It's the exact opposite of what we need. The media is in the tank, though. They literally hook, line, and sinker said exactly the Democrat talking points. They got it across the finish line. They even got Jared Golden from Maine to vote for it. I don't know how that happened. He's already acknowledged how their policies are causing the highest inflation in my lifetime. But look, at the end of the day, Deb, this is all that matters. We're 80-something days out from the election, and the American people see through this. The American people see through this. The president's polling in the low to mid-30s. They're going to lose 40, 50 seats in the House, and we're going to take the Senate, and we're going to hold this president accountable, and we're going to turn the American trajectory back on course.
Well, you know, and I got to tell you, Congressman, I hope that's the truth. I hope that when Republicans get in power, that they don't become the sissies that they are. I mean, stand up and fight for the people. It is just, I mean, I got to tell you, the folks who call in, you look at the text line, we're just like befuddled. Where is the leadership of the party? Democrats are lock, stock, in line. Republicans, they just flitter off here and there. Do you think after this election, Republicans will get their act together and go fight for the American people?
Absolutely. And we got to remember that we still got to retake the White House. So we're going to have 2 years of divided government. We're going to be forced to work with this president because we don't have a choice. He can veto legislation if we don't. So we can stop the bad because he can't do anything without us. But in order to truly undo what they have done to this country, we're going to have to win the election, take back the White House in 3 years. And I think we're very well poised to do that. I just hope Joe Biden runs because just about anybody will beat him, and I'm highly confident Donald Trump will beat him 40 states.
Yeah. So I got to tell you, this, again, it just appears stuff comes out of Washington that makes no sense to the average person. Is there something in the water up there, William? Because, you know, the average voter taxpayer is like, who comes up with this stuff? There's obviously a bureaucracy sitting somewhere eating, you know, macaroons and drinking lattes who are just pushing all of this craziness on the American people with the assumption we won't fight back.
Well, I'd start out by remembering that the Democrats wanted to spend $6 trillion and Manchin just let them spend $750. So, I mean, literally 10% of what they wanted to do is what got done.
Yeah.
So that's a small consolation prize. But at the end of the day, what they just did has to be undone as quickly as possible because it's not going to help. It's going to make things worse.
Hey, let me ask you this. Is there any opportunity for someone to go after Merrick Garland? He is one of the most corrupt we have ever seen, using his office as a weapon.
Not this Congress. Next Congress, we will do everything possible to hold him accountable. Preservation letters have been sent by Jim Jordan, future chairman of Judiciary, and Jamie Comer, future chairman of Oversight. And we have literally sent dozens and dozens of letters to all the different executive agencies saying, don't delete your emails, don't lose your cell phone, because we're going to be checking what you were talking about when you decided to go knock on President Trump's door in Mar-a-Lago.
Of course they're going to delete it. Look what Hillary Clinton got away with. I mean, and not one person. Hunter Biden. I mean, it's just so obvious. There's two sets of justice in America, and the Republicans get, you know, walloped every time. Let's talk about Mar-a-Lago. I mean, from your perspective, what's going to be the outcome?
I fear that this is just another Fusion GPS 2.0. Okay. I mean, they're going to take some nonsense justification to get a warrant to do something, and then they're going to go down every rabbit hole looking for something, find technical violations, and people that have nothing to do with anything are going to end up in trouble. And that is the playbook out of this FBI. That's the playbook out of this DOJ. And I know Merrick Garland wants to say, no, we're all good people. Good people don't lie on FISA warrants and get warrants to then prosecute dozens of people in Trump's orbit to then go on a fishing expedition with the Mueller probe. I mean, this has been done in the last 6 years.
And Republicans have sat by. But it's the problem. I mean, I'm reading a text line right now that actually I'm not going to read because it's quite brutal. People just say, well, where's the Republican Party? I mean, we can always say, well, the media. Why don't we have at least somebody who stands up and can demand some sort of media accountability that takes a look at this? I just don't understand the depth of hatred of President Trump. I don't know what these people hate this guy so much for.
I think because the only thing standing between the American people and their desire to end this country is him.
Wow.
And they're doing everything they can to take him down. And we are doing everything we can to stand in the breach with him. But again, we have limited tools right now in the minority. In the majority, we will have far more tools. And we're doing everything we can to make sure we get to the majority and that we can hold them accountable. And
why can't we tie them? Why can't you tie them up in lawsuits? I mean, that's what they do to us. I mean, just sue them, just muddy the water. I'm just asking what the listeners are asking, William. I'm not coming after you. I'm just like, people just want to know, why don't we muddy the waters like the Democrats do?
The president does have the ability to sue the Department of Justice for what they did, and I'm sure he will. Again, that is not something that congressman has the ability to do. We have subpoena power when we're in the majority. We have oversight power when we're in the majority. In the minority, we actually have nothing.
Yeah.
We have nothing.
Wow.
So, like, Jim Jordan right now can do whatever he wants. He can send letters to DOJ. He can go on Fox News. But Merrick Garland does not have to do anything.
I tell you.
When we're in the majority, when we have the gavel, we actually can. So that's why this election is so important. Because we can force answers. We can defund DOJ. We can defund the FBI. We can literally make it so they don't have a paycheck unless they come and answer questions and explain what they did.
Boy, wouldn't that be something if Republicans could get in line and make some real action happen? All right, my friend, keep the fight. Keep the fight. Thanks for joining me. Tuesday with Timmons, Congressman William Timmons. Joined us today. Thank you. All right.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn. deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.